All right, let's talk about it. Because if you've been on TikTok in the last few weeks, you've probably seen it. A woman, dressed up, her nails done, her heart's pounding, pulls out a ring and proposes to her boyfriend. And then it goes viral. Not just viral, TMZ viral, podcast viral, debate the group chat viral. Some of these videos had been cheering these women on, and some had people cringing into their couches. Some had women saying, oh, we're totally breaking gender norms, and men are quietly wondering, how the hell did we get here? So today's episode is about women proposing to men, why it's suddenly everywhere, why it's being celebrated, why it bothers me, and what it might actually be doing to relationships in the long term. And yes, we're going to talk about history and pop culture too, because this is not as new as TikTok wants you to think. Welcome to Bridget Unfiltered. I'm your host, Bridget. So happy to have you here. Let's get to it. Now, let's be clear. This did not come out of nowhere. A few women proposing to their boyfriends on TikTok, filming it, posting it, and boom, engagement, outrage, praise, podcast invites, sponsorships, and interviews, and one even ended up on TMZ. Now, take that with a grain of salt. I'm sure for the average listener and the average viewer, TMZ is not exactly their, how do I say this delicately, their politically correct norm source of newsworthy events and sort of catch up on world views and world news. But when you're going down to the gritty of pop culture, yeah, we can give it to them. TMZ is up there. So this raises a fair question. All of this proposing, all of these women that might be, in fact, representing a wider majority than we care to even accept or think is possible, gets you to wonder, is this about love? Or is this about content? Because TikTok runs on rage bait, right? Nothing gets people typing faster than messing with gender roles, relationships, thoughts on marriage. I don't even have to say a word on TikTok. All I have to do is just post a picture or a video on both TikTok or Instagram. Some comments will never fail to cease to exist. I have developed a very thick skin. I'm very proud of the strength that I have developed over the years in order to even accept being in average society, because goodness forbid I am walking or I post a picture or a video of me having a, you know, cup of coffee. It never fails. The comments, a couple of DMs, not that I read them, but the average comment, one out of every five or six will be, and I quote, such a whore, what are you doing here? Go back to what you do best. Or if I'm doing a promo for a brand, it goes, oh, so now she's resorting to doing brand partnerships. Oh, I guess the porn has failed her. And I'm just like, what? I am growing. I am evolving. I am so proud of the journey that I've been on. And there's a sense of always trying to put one down. It's as if the average consumer of these posts, men, women, but mostly men, just can't wrap their head around the fact that someone has decided to lift herself up from adult industry and managed to evolve into more of a mainstream, if that's the appropriate sentiment. I hate to say mainstream because it's, and I hate to say the word normal, but it is, for the fact is that adult is extraordinarily not common. And I completely understand how nothing gets people typing faster than the rage bait And me just posting a video just is rage bait on its own. So I'm very experienced when it comes to this topic and to this aspect of social media. So when all of these praises and outrage and engagement on these women came about, some of these women were framed as being brave. Others were called desperate. Some men looked thrilled while others looked alarmed. And that's the moment I decided to pause on. Because when the reactions are that divided, it's usually a sign that something deeper is going on. Now, I want to zoom out for a second because this conversation doesn't exist in a vacuum. Not too long ago, Vogue ran with the idea that, quote, having a boyfriend is embarrassing. And when that line hit the internet, women cheered and loudly. And I absolutely discussed this on a previous episode. So, I mean, they were standing ovation. They were comment section, just, this is my personality now type of energy, you know. And it went viral. Women were saying that they were done centering men. They were done performing in relationships. They were done tying their worth to male attention. And honestly, I understand the spirit of it. A lot of women are burnt out from situationships, breadcrumbing, and men who want girlfriend benefits with zero responsibility. So far, fair. But here's where my brain starts buffering. Because how do we reconcile that message with what we're also seeing celebrated? On one hand, boyfriends are embarrassing. Decenter men. Stop waiting to be chosen. But on the other hand, women proposing to men is empowerment. Women encouraging other women to get on one knee and ask for lifelong commitment is totally fine. Same demographic, same age range, same apps, same comment sections. So which is it? And that's where I don't think this is actually a contradiction at all. I think it only looks like one if we take mainstream media at face value. And I personally think that society as a whole is exhausted from the lies, from the BS that has been fed to us for our entire lives. If you think about it, it's not really only until the last 5 to 6, maybe 7, but 5 or 6 years that we've all, at least most of us, have woken up to so many things. And at the center of it all has always been the media that has been fed to us on major networks, on our TVs, before cable and before streaming and before YouTube. We had one television, we sat in the living room, and we had the major players, CBS, ABC, Fox, maybe even PBS, give us what they wanted us to watch and listen to so that we developed our sense of thought process based on what they wanted us to think about. Isn't that crazy? If we get to the nerdy side of all of this, as you all know, it's my favorite. Mainstream media loves a clean narrative. They love the idea of the hyper-independent woman who doesn't want a man, but definitely still wants relevance, attention, and cultural approval. Because a woman who doesn't need a man, but still talks about men nonstop, keeps everyone clicking. Having a boyfriend is embarrassing. Works as a headline because it sounds rebellious, it sounds feminist, it sounds superior. But TikTok is different. Social media as a whole is different, but we're going to narrow it down to TikTok. TikTok isn't polished, TikTok isn't aspirational media by any means, and TikTok is at the root of it just raw instinct. TikTok is where people accidentally can tell the truth. And what does TikTok actually show us? That women still deeply want partnership, commitment, security, being chosen publicly and loudly. So loudly that some are willing to flip long-standing rituals just to force clarity, which tells me something important. This isn't about rejecting men. It's about the fear of waiting. Because I don't think the same women cheering boyfriends are embarrassing are actually anti-relationship. I kind of think that they're anti being vulnerable, you know? Because it's easier to say, I don't want it, than to say, I want it, and I'm scared I won't get it. When relationships feel unstable, unpredictable, or humiliating, detachment becomes a coping mechanism. And turning that detachment into an identity is even safer. So when a woman proposes and the internet cheers her on, that is not feminism versus traditional views at all. That's women applauding certainty. They're not clapping because she's being proposed to. Because she proposed. They're clapping because she didn't wait. She took matters into her own hands and said, F all of you. I'm doing me. This is who I am. I'm not scared. Blah, blah, blah. I got to thinking, and there are a few reasons that this trend might make sense in 2025. One, women are more financially independent than ever. Two, marriage timelines are getting later and later in life. And three, social media rewards spectacle. And four, a lot of women are just tired of waiting. That last part matters. Many of these women say things like, I knew what I wanted. We already talked about marriage and I didn't want to wait anymore. And I get that. Truly, I get that. But knowing what you want and pulling someone into it publicly are very different actions, especially when the platform rewards humiliation disguised as empowerment. We've seen it. We've heard it. We know it. As we were putting this episode together, we went through some research and we kind of hit the archives of pop culture and we realized that this isn't new. It's just newly monetized. So let's talk some receipts. All right, we have Queen Victoria. Queen Victoria proposed to Prince Albert. Why? Well, because she was the queen. Protocol demanded it. And that wasn't feminism. That was just the monarchy. Elizabeth Taylor, one of our most beautiful women to face the Hollywood cameras, proposed to one of her husbands. She was Elizabeth Taylor. Rules did not apply to her. And this next celebrity, it didn't faze me that she did. It's in her character. It's on brand. She's very, very much giving masculine energy. Always has. But Pink. Apparently Pink proposed to Carrie Hart with a sign at a motocross race. They're still together. And from the looks of it, I've heard quite a bit and I read quite a bit of nonsense that happened with them, not, you know, within the years, but that dynamic kind of worked because her masculine energy seems to have been sought after with him. He seems to be a little bit more tame, even though he's total motocross, but you can tell she definitely wears the pants at home. And then we have Jennifer Hudson. Jennifer Hudson proposed to her fiance and even gave him a ring. Well, they didn't last. We have Britney Spears. Britney Spears allegedly proposed to Kevin Federline. Let's not pretend that was a success story. And I mean, she's been batshit crazy for a while. So forgive me, but that's just a freebie. So yes, in pop culture, it has happened. And the outcomes are mixed. And the successful examples do share one thing. The man was already fully committed and was leading in other ways. Which then got me to think, huh, why do celebrities get a pass, right? I've never within my history of absorbing, reading, watching, did that ever come up? I can never picture myself sitting down and watching something like TMZ or Dateline 2020, whatever, where there was a complete episode dedicated to women proposing, celebrities proposing to their men, and it being frowned upon and looked at as super wrong and super bad. In fact, quite the opposite. To me, I felt like celebrities have gotten a pass for everything, but especially a topic like this. And I realize it's because status changes the rules. A celebrity proposing isn't viewed as desperate. It's just framed as being confident. Because celebrity relationships exist in a completely different ecosystem. Fame, money, and power are balanced completely different. Elizabeth Taylor proposing didn't threaten her femininity because her status already dominated the room. But when a regular woman does it, it's a different lens and we have completely different stakes. And the applause online isn't about approval. Sometimes it's just projection. Which brings us to what's the real question, right? Is there really such a clash of views? Or is the same desire just wearing different costumes? I think modern dating culture has created a paradox where women are told, don't want a man, but also don't be alone. Don't wait, but don't pressure. You don't need him, but prove you're chosen. That mental gymnastics creates trends like this. And mainstream media will keep feeding us the narrative that sounds sleek and empowering, while something like TikTok, which I believe to be the grassroots of us, society, unless we're being suppressed. But for the most part, if you're on the right side of your TikTok, you're being fed the algorithm that you want to watch. So that alone too feeds into a completely different viewpoint that you thought even existed. Because TikTok and social media likes to keep leaking the truth in a messy, emotional, and uncomfortable way. Well, like I said earlier, mainstream likes to make it pretty and empowering. So one platform is selling the idea, but the other is exposing the hunger underneath it. Here is where people get mad, but stay with me. A proposal isn't just asking a question. It's a symbolic transfer of leadership. Traditionally, it's the man saying, I choose you, I'm ready, I'm stepping forward. When a woman proposes, the energy often flips to, I'm ready, are you coming or not? It's that subtle difference that matters more than people want to admit. Because if a man wanted to propose, he would. And if he hasn't, it's usually not because he forgot. And these public female proposals are forcing his hand in a way that doesn't disappear after all the applause and all the empowerment fades. But when the both of you are sitting in bed looking at each other after the proposal the woman did to you, the girl can't. There's no way that she feels good about it. There's just no natural way that the girl can feel good about it. And that the man, if he's a man of leadership and a true gentleman, based on wanting to lead his woman into safety and protection, would even feel good about it himself. Because he knows he's being laughed at. He knows people are pointing fingers. But the scary part is when he doesn't care, he accepts the proposal and thinks everything is just fine with it. So fast forward to, let's say, 2, 3, 4 years into it, one of the TikTokers, I believe she was with her man 14 years, living in his mother-in-law's house and her mother-in-law's house with him. And even if this was rage bait for social media and they were just doing it to monetize, me as a female who would want to present her man and her partner in the best light possible, I could not imagine having to put him through such a humiliation on such a public forum in order to just gain some coins, because that is embarrassing when you have an entire generation of us going, that is not it. That is embarrassing. And if he doesn't care, the resentment has got to be building up even as we speak, or it will later when all the applause fades and the money goes dry, and then the two of them are just sitting in bed looking at each other, and he's going, you know what? When I go over to Twin Peaks or what's that other place that guys, the barbershop maybe, and I see my friends and, you know, we're all playing or we're going to the soccer game or whatever, and he's with his boys, he's the guy that got proposed to and said yes. No, this will be very interesting to see what happens in the next couple of years or in the next couple of months if they make it that far. I'm going to say it. If a woman proposes, she often becomes the driver of the relationship timeline entirely. She initiates the commitment, she initiates the pacing of the relationship, and she initiates that pressure. And that can subtly place her in a masculine seat long term. That doesn't mean that the relationship is going to fail immediately. I mean, he might get in his whatever, maybe getting her financially or thinking that this is okay, but will later resent it. It means that she may end up carrying more emotionally, logistically, and the decision-making weight over time in her household. And then years later, she's asking, why do I feel like I'm doing everything? Because patterns start at the beginning. Marriage doesn't magically fix dynamic imbalances. It just locks them in. And when I got married while I was in the industry years ago, it was, I really thought that marrying my partner was going to make it picket fence. Everything was going to be okay, you know, because I'm going to be the woman of his heart and of the house. Nothing changed. The dynamic within the relationship, it didn't change. The effects that I had while we were dating, the uncertainty, none of it changed. And although he was the driver of the relationship because he proposed, I realized that I shouldn't have accepted it at such early stage of the relationship. He proposed and we got married within months. I should have said, no, you know, let's get to know each other more and let's go at a softer pace. But I went in, you know, all the way. And the patterns that he had in the beginning, just because we were married, did not change. He was who he was, and that wasn't changing. It wasn't so much that relationship failed. It's just that literally, I wasn't the girl for him, and he wasn't the man for me. So let's go back to the question from the beginning. Is this about love, or is it about being seen? Because empowerment doesn't usually require an audience. Performance does. And if it has to be viral to feel valid, I'd argue we're confusing all this bravery with entertainment. A private proposal by a woman, that's one conversation. A public TikTok proposal designed to emotionally corner an entire demographic to pin themselves against each other, that's another. So if a woman proposes and the relationship thrives, great. But let's not pretend it's neutral or consequence-free. Let's just not do that. Because relationships are ecosystems within their own right. Every move shifts the balance. I'm not anti-women. I'm not anti-choice. I'm just wanting clarity. And clarity says this: if a man wants to marry you, he will make it known. And if you have to ask, pressure, or perform for it, you already have your answer. Sometimes patience isn't weakness. It's just gaining discernment. And oh my goodness, discernment is right now within my own spiritual journey. This has been the most preyed upon aspect of my personality that I am trying to develop: discernment. And sometimes the bravest thing isn't getting on one knee. It's walking away from someone who hasn't chosen you yet. And for the women that were reading the Vogue article and, you know, cheering it on, that having a boyfriend is embarrassing, and the women that are cheering these women on for proposing and taking the entire masculine dynamic into a completely different side of, what is it, the jigsaw? Not the jigsaw, the seesaw. You know what I mean? It goes to show that there isn't one clear thought on any of this, that it really is all dependent on the person. But when you have media feeding you certain aspects and certain type of point of views, if you as a woman and as a man, but as a woman, don't develop that discernment, you will be caught into the web of what you think is good by society standards, when at the end of it and at the core of it, just by what a female naturally embodies and what a male naturally embodies as the two genders, we all know that that's not the case. That a man will do what he wants, and it's our point of view as a female to lead in a way that is feminine to us, so that the resentment doesn't get built, so that they are cohabiting in a sense that when they're in the same household, one can look to the other, aka me, you know, looking onto the man for leadership and protection. I'm not going to feel that if I get down on one damn knee and propose with a Tiffany's ring. I don't think so. I want to end this episode the same way I started it. Not telling anyone what to do, but asking us to slow down and just actually think. Trends come and go. Headlines get louder. TikTok cycles personalities faster than we can process them. But relationships, those are the one thing that you can't algorithm your way out of. Whether it's having a boyfriend is embarrassing or women proposing is empowering, my question is always the same. Does this behavior bring you closer to the life you actually want? Or just the identity that gets the most applause right now? Because there's nothing wrong with wanting love. We all want it. I want it, and I want it for you. There's nothing wrong with wanting commitment. I want it, and I want it for you. And there's nothing shameful about hoping that someone chooses you. But rushing, performing, or forcing certainty never creates safety. It only creates the looks of it. The quiet truth a lot of us don't want to say out loud is that clarity that comes naturally feels very different than clarity that's pulled out of someone under pressure. And one lasts, the other just keeps moving, the goalpost. I know my dudes are watching football, so I'd love to sneak that in. If this episode made you uncomfortable, good. Growth usually does. And if it made you feel like someone actually finally could understand, I'm glad, because that was the point. We don't need louder slogans or article titles. We need more honesty about what actually works in the long run. As always, take what resonates, leave the rest, and check in with yourself before you turn any opinion into your own personality. I'm Bridget, and this is Bridget Unfiltered. I'll see you next time.